It's time for Open Forum with Ken Hughey on News Talk 1230 KFJV.
And a good Monday morning to you. We welcome you to Open Forum on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM. I think if I had sat down with David Hicks about a year ago at this time and we just said, you know, a year from now we're going to be talking, about a lot of things, but also about the fact that you're going to have a couple people embedded with the Marshalltown Police Department, he would have probably looked at me at least cross-eyed. I'm not sure. David Hicks, Executive Director of Marshall County YSS, here with us this morning. How are you?
I'm good, Ken. How are you?
I am doing well. We're going to talk about the Impact Program, but before we get to this, I want to get in the fact that YSS in the state celebrated a nice little distinction last week, 45 years of serving youth and families.
Yeah, YSS is based out of Ames. That's mm-hmm. where our home base is. And, of course, we've been in Marshalltown probably 35 or so years. So YSS is 45 years strong. So we had a little celebration last week in Ames. We cornered off some area downtown, so we had some speakers and some dignitaries talk, mm-hmm. but we had two of our former program participants speak, so it was great just to see how Marshalltown has influenced YSS as a whole over those 45 years. And this is my 25th year of employment at YSS, so I'm the longest-serving employee in the Marshall County branch history. Mm-hmm. And I've been around long enough that, I recall that YSS's founder, George Belitzos, was obviously founder, like I said, but he was the one who originally hired me 25 years ago. So it was great to visit with him. And, of course, Andrew Allen is our current president and CEO. And Andrew is a recipient of YSS services 20-some years ago. I remember when Andrew was a participant back mm-hmm. in the day. So, you know, he completely turned his life around. And it's a real honor and privilege for him to now lead the agency that he received his services from. So, remarkable story of Andrew following in George's footsteps, because George really mentored Andrew as a young person, as a teen, and then Andrew went through services and then came out the other side, doing well, sober, went to Iowa State, started working for Principal Financial, worked his way up there, but just really felt a calling to fill that vacancy when George retired, eight years ago. What a natural fit. And no one can better walk the walk and talk the talk than Andrew Allen, who's literally done that.
Yeah, it's a blueprint of what has happened with YSS. And for those who may not be familiar, don't want to dwell on this, but, we talk about YSS of Marshall County and Marshall County, and it is bigger than Marshall County. And it's a little bit bigger than Marshall and Story counties, right? I mean, it's serving more and more folks all the time.
It is. If you've heard of Iowa Homeless Youth Center in Des Moines, that's our Polk County branch. Francis Lauer Youth Services up in Mason City, that's under the YSS umbrella as well. We're over in Hamilton County. I'm now assisting with the supervision over in Boone County of their director. So we're spread out all through central Iowa and now into North Iowa. But many of our programs and services are in all 99 counties of the state. So I have staff in the Iowa City area that works with kids at the University of Iowa who are aging out of the foster care system. And then, we're in very rural areas that serve, the Union, Witten, Beeman mm-hmm. area. So, sure. We can certainly hit those large demographic areas, but we're very much a community-based service.
What is it about YSS? And again, we'll talk about this before we go to a break and then come back and talk about Impact. But what is it about YSS that has made it so accessible to so many people around the state with so many different issues? It's not like you've said, we've got one focus and we're going to go this mm-hmm. focus and go straight down the road, because the road that YSS follows has definitely been one of curves and turns.
It has. And my mantra has always been find a need and fill it. And I think that really represents YSS very well across the state. 20-some years ago, we were really seeing kids aging out of the foster care system, and they would, go right into homelessness or right into jail or go back to the circumstances that maybe had them removed from their homes in the first place. So we realized we have to work together with other agencies across the state to support these kids. you know, you age out at chronologically 18, but developmentally, maybe you're 13, and then you're expected to then get a job, go to school, carry on whatever life's responsibilities are thrown at you at 18. And I know plenty of 18-year-olds who can't do it, and I know plenty of 40- and 50-year-olds who haven't kind of figured it out yet either. So,
or 60-plus.
Or 60-plus. had somebody tell me yesterday, you know, they were 55 years old. He's like, boy, if I could be 55 years old, but go back to being 18. It's that wisdom and knowledge and life skill stuff that you learn through life. And we hope to do that. So not only with kids aging out of foster care, but, you know, homelessness, shelter care, therapy, prevention programs. We have some programs here in Marshalltown that we're only one of two in the entire state that provide the service. Mm-hmm. So it's always find that need and fill it. And then being just diverse in our funding, because we get state contracts, federal contracts, but we have local support here in Marshalltown. People walk in off the street and say, you know, I want to donate $25 to support your donation center, provide diapers. And then with Impact, again, that's so unique to Iowa. We may be one of the first in Iowa. And I think in the nation, it's probably just a handful of agencies doing this. So very much finding a need and filling it. And then we always learn more by making mistakes than we ever do by getting it right. So we may not get it right out of the gate, but we adapt and evolve and we meet the needs. And most importantly, we meet the needs of the children and families of where they are at that moment.
Well, and the Impact program is certainly filling a need, and we will get an update on that and more with the Executive Director of Marshall County YSS, David Hicks, as we continue on Open Forum. It's now 19 before 9 on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.
Can you imagine losing a loved one and having a monument company knock on your door to sell you a monument? We at McCall Monument can't either, but it happens right here every day. McCall Monument has set the standard of respect for grieving families. We will never disturb you. We will just be here for when you do need us. McCall Monument is the most trusted monument company in Iowa. Hi, this is Reed. We have been here helping families get their perfect memorial for over 150 years. Our monuments are a true testament of our dedication to the families that we serve.
This is Wyatt. We know monuments. We are the monument experts. We don't plan funerals and we don't sell caskets. We are craftsmen with a full service shop and artist on staff to create your personalized custom monument to last.
I'm Lee. We have a standard here at McCall Monument with every monument we design, engrave, and set up. In all our years in business, we have never called on a grieving family, and we never will. In your family's time of need, our family is here for you. When you're ready, when it's time, call McCall Monument.
Hi, I'm Dave Thompson from Thompson True Value. If you're tired of the big box grills that you throw away after a short time, it's time to step up to the quality of Weber. Thompson's carries the area's largest selection of Weber grills. The two-burner Spirit E210 starts at $429. Also, check out the new Genesis 2 lineup. Assembly already included at Thompson True Value. And we have charcoal grills, including the 22-inch Weber Original Grill for just $109. For tailgating, check out the Smoky Joe Premium for $44.99. Thompson True Value also sells a full line of replacement parts for Weber gas or charcoal grills, as well as a full line of accessories such as digital thermometers, vegetable baskets, covers, and more. Stop by and say hello and see our new store at 106 South Center Street in downtown Marshalltown with its convenient layout and location. I like to say, park at the door and into the store. Thompson True Value. Behind every project is a true value.
Welcome back to Open Forum on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM. Visiting this morning with the Executive Director of YSS of Marshall County, David Hicks. And we have spent quite a bit of time between you and Mike Tupper, our police chief, talking about this Impact program, which kind of grew out, I think, probably in thought processes back during the pandemic a little bit when there was more and more, to put it mildly, some cabin fever, I'm sure, among some folks. And so February 1st, you had a couple of social workers in bed with the Marshalltown Police Department and responding to some of the social issues that police officers are facing when they get those 911 calls. And so far, it sounds like it's almost like you guys knew what you were doing.
Yeah, it's funny how things kind of work out. And like I said a little bit ago, you know, you make a lot of mistakes and you try and get them right, but you learn from those. So, you know, really a year ago, it was probably Chief Tupper coming up to me saying, hey, what do you think about putting social workers in the police department? Just because the, you know, the concerns they had and the public safety need and just relooking at how we, the law enforcement community handles their business. And so we just started to build that discussion. And then, you know, in September of last year, went before city council, and as currently, you know, the story goes that, you know, we asked for just $25,000 to get a seed planted, and, you know, a half hour later we're up to $150,000, and boom, we're right out of the gate. So within 2 weeks, I built a little community team to talk about how are we going to make this work? What will it look like? Everything from a job description to documentation to hiring somebody. So that was, you know, September, October, and November. December was the time where we started to put it all together. We received the money from the city, and this is funded through the city. January 1, so January 1 began the onboarding of Darcy Anderson and Autumn Drulow, our two social workers. Darcy had worked for me at YSS in Marshall County for 10 years and just felt that this was a calling for her. She said, you know, I want to leave that her current position at YSS and take this on. Mm-hmm. So respected that. Brought in Autumn. So in January, they were doing ride-alongs with police, trying to figure out how this will work. We were doing different scenarios of, okay, say, you know, we get a call, how is it documented? So the process is, and really this hasn't changed, a call will come into the 911 communication center. Depending on the nature of the call, you know, the police will respond, obviously. If it's a social service call, the police will respond, kind of assess it for safety, determine the need, and then radio our impact workers, and impact is Marshalltown Police and Community Team. Autumn or Darcy, one of them are working every day, 7 days a week, and those that shift runs right now 2 till midnight every day. So Darcy or Autumn will respond to that call with our impact vehicle, which was purchased with COVID funds, basically. So we can have some transportation. They'll do an assessment with the family, and determine strengths, weaknesses, if there's a mental health issue, substance abuse need, just an in-depth assessment to get a handle on whatever's going on. So typically police, you know, respond to a call maybe in pairs. So officer may stay behind with impact, they may leave. So we are, you know, one of the goals is to free up officer time. So many calls they get are mental health related. That's certainly not their area of expertise, that kind of, ours. So our impact staff can then work with that family. Police can then go back into the field and deal with actual criminal issues, public safety issues. So we feel we've just have a really good system set up in place that meets the needs of community, really responds to the needs of the police. You know, we want to reduce unnecessary arrests, reduce unnecessary trips to the ER, most importantly, provide services to families at their time of need.
How have the police officers responded to it? Because, you know, officers are trained in so many different areas of how to respond to a call. And even if there's another officer right behind them, they've got to take charge, and they need to de-escalate whatever situation they're in. Now they've got somebody else coming along to help them a little bit farther. How has that worked out as far as what we outside of the police department or even social work might consider just to be, you know, well, you're just plowing through, you're taking care of it and throwing them into jail or whatever and going from there.
Yeah, and as Chief Tupper said, you can't arrest your way out of a problem. So we knew, you know, the police department staff were open to this. Sometimes it's a tough nut to crack, basically. Mm-hmm. This is a change for them, certainly. Change for Iowa. We're just not used to having this sort of collaboration. So we have been surveying the police department, the officers and the staff, of their response, of their feelings and opinions, you know, 4 months into impact. So one of the questions, I can go through a couple. So we sent out the survey. Has impact's involvement likely prevented an arrest on your shift? 69% said yes. Has impact's involvement likely prevented an escalating situation from becoming worse on your shift? 69% said yes.
Wow.
Has impact's involvement increased your resources to provide assistance to the public? 89% said yes. And maybe most importantly, do you support Impact's continued partnership with the Marshtown Police Department? All of the surveyors from the police department, 100%, have said yes. So there's no greater response.
How do you get anybody to respond on 100% to something is amazing in this day and age. It doesn't make any difference who you are.
Yeah, and we still have some officers still waiting to respond because there's been some time off, and we may roll the survey out again because we want to get full participation. And I think we're maybe a little over half of those respondents now, but still, a little over half responding in a positive light like that indicates the rest are probably not too far different.
How are Darcy and, I'm sorry, I forgot.
Autumn.
Mm-hmm. How are they seeing things this far into the program so far?
Since we had never worked that closely with the police department before, we want to make sure relationship building is the key building block of this program. And Autumn and Darcy just rave about the police department. They feel like they've got, there's 38 officers. They feel that they've got 38 big brothers and sisters that are just looking out for them because safety for our staff is critical too. But we have to develop relationships with the police so they know we can be counted on too. So it's been excellent. Survey results really indicate that. Both Darcy and Autumn feel safe, respected. They've been giving space in the police department. They do ride-alongs. They are embedded with that team. So we couldn't ask for a better start, and we're only 4 months in, and I'll share some stats here in a little bit. But with just 4 months in, we want to make sure we had a good baseline of month-to-month data. Now we have a quarterly report. Mm-hmm. So the numbers are certainly substantiating what we're doing is making a huge impact, pardon the pun, to the residents of Marshalltown.
And we'll continue to talk about that impact after we take this break. Visiting with David Hicks of YSS of Marshall County on Open Forum on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9. FM.
Complete orthopedic care is closer than you think. Story Medical is excited to welcome Dr. Gotham Kincaid to Nevada. A fellowship-trained surgeon, Dr. Kincaid performs a number of advanced procedures, including total joint replacements for the knee, hip, and shoulder, repair of a variety of sports injuries, care for traumatic injuries, and more. Our full-service medical center is conveniently located just one block off Highway 30 in Nevada. Easily accessible from Des Moines, Ames, Marshalltown, and virtually anywhere in central Iowa. Learn more at storymedical.org/ortho.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
I have great news for you. Many groups are eligible for the awesome rates on loans and banking services at Lenox Employees Credit Union. You've heard offers from Lenox Employees Credit Union and thought, since I don't work at Lenox, I'm not eligible. But staff, parents, students, and alumni of the Marshall County School District, employees of Marshall County, and over 30 other employee groups are all eligible. To see the entire list, go to our website, lenoxecu.com. Lenox Employees Credit Union, member NCUA, and equal housing lender.
Come on over to Adventureland. You're gonna have a fun-filled day.
Enjoy all of Adventureland's rides and attractions, including Adventure Bay, the Phoenix, the Monster, and the Dragon Slayer. Fun for the whole family. Two great parks, all for one low price. Open daily at 10 a.m. in Des Moines.
Come on over to Adventureland.
We're back with David Hicks of YSS of Marshall County on Open Forum on KFJB. Only got a few minutes left. A lot of area you want to cover. You talked about some of the stats. Give us some of the high points of a couple of those stats you had.
Yeah, so we kicked this off in February. So February, March, April, and May, we've had 91 calls that we've responded through Impact, through the police department. 41% of those calls were mental health related. 28% were family conflict, but within those family conflicts, you usually have some other dynamics mm-hmm. going on. So, 17% were related to homelessness or suicide or homelessness or housing, and then the remaining whatever 15% is runaway, suicide, other issues. Mm-hmm. So, our top three: mental health, family conflict, and housing. So with those 91 individual calls, we then do case management. We'll follow up. We'll get resources. So that has yielded services to 162 people who needed the help of the police department in a social service setting, not a criminal issue, but human service related that we've been able to help. And that's just in 4 months. So police have responded that, what, 70% prevented an arrest, 70% prevented some sort of escalating crisis. So I think we're saving lives, saving time, saving money. So we're anxious to really see this project out, you know, get stats through 6 months. Because if 4 months, 162 people, we're going into summertime, and you know, there's just a lot more activity in the summertime, typically. So,
and coming out of the pandemic of it.
We're probably going to see a tsunami of services of people who have been out of work. You know, unemployment's high, and I think it's still coming down, but still, transition, mental health, substance abuse. You know, we can see the tide turning that this is a needed program. And then there's been other police departments across the state reaching out to Chief Tupper, social services reaching out to us saying, This is the future of our community policing program. How have you done this? And then most importantly, how the heck are we going to continue to fund this after December 31st?
And I know that's been one of the questions that's been topmost in your mind since the initial discussions began after the city council says, hey, we'll fund it for the first year.
Yeah.
And it's been up to you. And I know when you reported to the city council a couple of meetings ago, you got a good start on year two. How's that been going?
It's been going good. You know, it's great when my job is fundraising, obviously. So I have to reach out to people and try and sell YSS, which is a pretty easy sell. But when you have people approaching you saying, we love this, how can we support Impact? This is incredible. So in the past month and a half, we've been able to raise about $80,000, which is just going to extend the funds a little bit more. And then we're looking at American Rescue Act funding that the city is going to get. So if we can prove, and we are, that we're saving lives, saving money, saving time, resources to the public. Police department wants this, community wants this, and we have funders saying, how can we come to the table to help your community? That's amazing.
How far away have you been getting inquiries from somebody saying, hey, we need something like this in our community? How the heck have you done this so far?
Yeah, Cedar Rapids has reached out a few times, some other communities on the west side of Iowa. Impact is going to be front page on the Des Moines Register a week from today. They did a ride-along with our social workers, spoke with myself, our program director, Ryan Keller, who's a licensed therapist. Mm-hmm. He provides that clinical oversight. So a week from today, we're going to be front page on the Register, so I just anticipate there'll be a lot of interest after that.
Have you heard from anybody out of state?
Just a little bit. There's a group out of Oregon that has a similar program that they're probably 6 years ahead of us. So we've kind of poached a few things from them. You know, why
borrow?
Yeah,
why
reinvent the wheel when that wheel is doing quite well? So we took some of their concepts but applied it to Marshalltown. We have unique needs here, and what works in Oregon may not work here. We have, you know, of course, language barriers. Our community is much, much smaller than what they serve. Mm-hmm. But again, this is a pilot project. We're learning as we go. But we have other entities coming on board saying, how can we help? And that's the greatest compliment ever.
And we just got about a minute left. Have you been approached yet by any lawmakers from the state going, is this something we should be looking at in the in the lawmaking aspect?
Yeah, Senator Joni Ernst paid us a visit a couple months ago, took our first client under her wing. In fact, Senator Ernst has reached out to myself and our president, Andrew Allen, just to check on this young woman. So there's some funding opportunities perhaps on the federal level, but they realize that the feds move so slow, city governments can work a lot quicker. Yep. So we think we'll have more success here locally.
Well, great job for you and Chief Mike Tupper. Keep it up, and we'll look forward to further updates, David.
Yeah, thank you, Ken.
David Hicks of YSS of Marshall County, our guest today on Open Forum on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.